Yeah.
All right, so I'm standing outside Meet the Media, which has been a fairly intense experience. I'm standing here with Phil Augie, who is producing his play The Exchange with Anvil Creek Theatre. It is, and I've never been in one, but apparently they're nice places. It's set in a pub.
Yes, that's right. It's set in a pub in the outback of Queensland, right in the centre of Queensland. The little town is called Muttaburra, and it's about 100 miles from the nearest highway, so it's a very, very isolated community. And I worked up there as a shearer 20 or 30 years ago, and I decided one day, like, we used to go there as shearers and get drunk and have a good time, and I asked myself the question, what if the shearers didn't come to the town? And in this little pub were these two blokes called Cyril and Toby, and that's what the play's about, their life in a very isolated community.
And the play format is what exactly?
It's four scenes, but basically these two old blokes argue about whose shout it is, and there's a lot of material.
Never done that.
there's a lot of material about the lifestyle of there, and it's a very descriptive piece describing the environment and those two old blokes plus the barman Ron. So there's a very small plot, but it seems to be unimportant, though we do stress the plot a bit. But it's dialogue that people can understand because they've heard it in pubs many, many times. And when we perform in Australia, the people come up to me or to Toby, the other part, and say, "You're just like old Jack at the commercial." There's a strong connection between the audience and what actually happens in pubs.
But this isn't your first time doing the show. It's been going on for...
We've been doing it for 12 and a half years now. This afternoon was my 166th performance.
Mazel tov.
Yep. So, and we usually do it in hotels in country towns, because people in the country areas of New South Wales and all over Australia, they don't get much entertainment, and it's a way for people to come and enjoy a meal with their friends and see a very, very funny show.
So 160 shows in, you must be word perfect.
Most of the time. But yeah, it's a very long script, 69 pages, and it's very wordy, and it's witty, and it's very, very funny, and we still make a couple of mistakes, but today was a very good show. It was pretty clean.
How many people are getting in at the moment?
We had 9 there today, but we had less than that yesterday, so we're hoping that it keeps increasing from here on. But the audience that we've had for the first 2 days have all thoroughly enjoyed it, and they've associated with it very strongly. So we hope the word of mouth works.
All right, so word of mouth, it's on at?
It's on at Zoo Venues, 117 Nicholson Street in Edinburgh, in the Cabaret Bar.
That would be Zoo Southside.
Zoo Southside, yeah.
The Newington Community Centre, the Southside Community Centre, right, for us locals.
And we're on at 4:15 in the afternoon, every afternoon, for the whole festival.
All right, and we like to finish these interviews by asking if there's one show that your audience should go and see after they've seen your show, what should it be?
Well, I haven't seen a lot of shows yet, but I was making a calendar of myself, and I've got 17 in 25 days to see. But I personally love Samuel Beckett, and so there's a few shows on Samuel Beckett, so I'll be going to see those for sure. And I've marked a few others. I personally also like Shakespeare, so I'll be seeing a lot of Shakespeare, and there's a Chekhov I enjoy. So yeah, I'm choosing my favourite playwrights to go and see.
Phil Augie, thank you very much for talking with Fringe Review.
Thank you very much, Dan.